All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back once again. Great to be here with you. Again, if you're joining us live, or maybe if you're tuning in later on in the archives, of course, the show goes up on a number of places, like Library, BitChute. It goes up on VK. We live stream to Twitter, and also, of course, through our website and to DLive. We also have the Entropy chat open today, because you never know what happens over on DonorBox. There are pressure groups trying to get us shut down, which is never fun, but that's the reality of this. This is what happens when you go out on a limb in the effort to try to speak about the truth of what it is that really is happening to our people, towards Europeans, and what it is that they're trying to do, ultimately. With the replacement agenda, there's a lot of things, of course, we've been going over the last couple of years. I actually see that the Entropy is not up. Let me start that up once again here. Fellas and gals, before we start up, dlive.tv/redicetv, and that's how we are using Entropy here today. Okay, there we go. That should be up and running there as well, guys. Let me actually pull that up. Let me see where I have that. There it is. Entropystream.live/redicetv. That's the address for that. The URL. You also, of course, have dlive.tv/redicetv, lemons, ice creams, ninja guineas. What else is that they have? Ice creams, diamonds as well. Diamonds is a good way if you want a super chat. And for now, donorbox.org/red-ice as well. Well, it's great to have you all here. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a wonderful, both weekend, of course. We were connecting with you over on the members' website over the weekend. We did a good show. Lana joined us again, of course, for that one. Check that out if you want a dose of Lana. We spoke about a number of things, of course, including David Icke being banned from YouTube, which is pretty remarkable, actually. 900,000 subs, almost a million gone for speaking different thing, for having different mouth sounds regarding what it is that's happening with the coronavirus and stuff like that. So you can actually find him over on altcensored.com if you want to back up and see what it was that is so unbelievably criminal in terms of that. We actually have it up on redice.tv right now. Click in on the news story there at the very top. YouTube bans David Icke, scrubs 14 years worth of videos from the platform. And right at the top, I linked up the altcensored.com link. That's a very good site, of course. They have our stuff there as well from our YouTube channel when we were still on YouTube. Let me see what the subscriber count. Look at that. He had passed 900,000 subs, actually. Over 100 million views. Not too shabby. About 1,000 videos, 14 years. So there you can go and check it out. Most of these videos are live through AltCensored. So shout out to those guys that do a great service. Vital, of course, in these times. We can find out all the things that they're trying to scrub from the record, which is, of course, aggravating. Anyway, I saw this one. Let me pull this up here. Saw this one. Actually, I received Time Magazine from a previous person who owned the house, who hasn't changed and updated their address. That's some of the stuff that, look at that. It says nope right on there. Look at that. Time Magazine. Hope. Let me see. There we go. So obviously it says open, right? Or hope, I said open. Open, and they change it to nope, because we'll decide. We'll decide when we should open. We'll decide what level, you need to go back and when you can go outside and all this stuff. Anyway, someone was asking about the song, coincidentally, in the beginning, in the stream, not part of the recorded version, but that's actually Stone Temple Pilots, Vaseline. Which I thought was... here we go again. Listen to this. This link restarts. Okay, sorry about that. It's a window. I'm going to take a look at a video later today. It refreshes continuously and it starts up automatically. Vaseline. Anyway, guys, Vaseline. Which, of course, is what some of you are going to need when the authorities bend you over and shove that big D up the back, because they'll screw you over. That's why you shouldn't accept it. That's how simple it is. All right, so we have a number of stories, guys, to get into today. Just, again, just wanted to say, hope you had some time, just hang out. I had a wonderful day early. It was a nice weather around here, hanging out with my two boys outside, just having a good time, disconnecting for everything, all the insanity, all the madness, all the just complete, utter, just, I can't believe it, the fakery that's going on right now with how they're ramping this up. and what they're trying to shove down our throats as a consequence of all of this, right? So unbelievable. A lot of elites, of course, not following their own directives. We'll get into that a little bit later here, too. But yeah, actually, I had one more thing I wanted to run by real quick as well. Definitely make sure you check out the latest member show, because we broke some stuff there, which is important for you to check out as well. But actually, I wanted to play. Did I not bring that in here? Maybe I didn't. I have a sample video here. Tuesday and today, I was actually working on one of Lana's new videos coming up here, too. We're going to premiere it on the members' website. Probably tomorrow, I think it'll be done by then. I thought we'd just check that out. I can get a little sample of that. We have a couple of Lana's videos in the pipeline, but here's a little taste of what's coming up here.
As one who understands that demographics matter because it's the people that make a country, not a piece of paper, one of the most annoying phrases I hear from Israel First conservatives, you know who you are, is, you're just like the left, thinking by doing this they are purging racists from their association, that somehow it will make them stronger and look better to leftists, but it just makes them weaker. Really though, to me it all boils down to issues beyond the left and right labels. Are you a real nationalist or a globalist? Do you support turning European countries into non-European countries or not? I will tell you the ways that I am not like the left, then a little like the left, and how conservatives are a lot like the left. How I am not like the left. I want borders. They do not. I am against all foreign aid. They want world wealth redistribution. Communism. I want ethnically homogeneous nations, especially European ones. They do not. I know that multiculturalism, mass immigration, and so-called diversity is a bad thing. They deny it even when it punches them in the face.
All right, there we go. A little sample. That's coming up here soon, probably tomorrow. RedIceMembers.com. I'm going to premiere it there first, of course. Some good stuff. Finishing up that right now. Two other videos as well by Lana as well coming up. So definitely check that out. Good stuff. A lot of good stuff. Thank you for the subs over on DLive. Let me check some of these real quick. Shroom sent a diamond, says, hail. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate that. Hail to you. Mr. Noseberg is gifting subs to Brock, I think it is, UK. Thank you for that. Techno Viking a diamond, thank you. And another one from Mr. Noseberg to Masu Danger, I guess it is. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. So yeah, check this out. We have some coronavirus stuff we're going to get into here a little bit later today. But a couple of unrelated stories here first, just an update on some of the other insanity that goes on here, too. Check this out. From iHypocrite. Little pole dancing in front of the old kids. Check this out. That's right, shove that ass in those kids' faces. I mean, how old are those kids? Like 5, 6, 7? 5? Yeah, but maybe 6. 6, 7. Jesus Christ. God. It's just a sport, guys, right? Oh, God. Yeah. Isn't it great? What these elites have done to our societies, right? Yeah, as I said, I think it was a tweet. I said, this will probably be Olympic sport in like 2028 or 2032 at the very latest, I'd say. Pole dancing. I think it's true. Look at that, just like spread eagle moves. Sliding down on the pole. Jesus. Let's see if there's any more applause here. Oh, that was it. Okay, I guess it was a limit for 220, so I'm sure there's a YouTube video somewhere with all that. Good stuff, huh? Just no problem whatsoever. You know, all of this is fine. And I think it was actually, let me take this one first. Proud Am Frank, denier since a diamond. Does a little hail, a little hail move. And 88, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Spencer the First, doing it's a diamond. It says, and then one day, for no reason at all. That's right. Absolutely right. So, let's move on. Let's move on. A little hard to move on from some of that without just going and dying a little bit for what was stolen from us, right? These are the people that are transforming our societies. Here's another little tidbit, right? It was debate is not really the right thing, but there's a leftist that occasionally, I guess, calls into the Ralph Retort. That's, look at that. That's that video again. Resident. Sorry, guys. I just don't know why it restarts. It auto refreshes and he does not remember my volume. So sorry about that. All right, let me go back here. Yeah, it was a little discussion I had there with a Bronx blogger who complained that we had spoken favorably or like basically feeling sympathy for a number of these older women like Sylvia Stoltz. She's not that old, not as old as Ursula Haverbeck. But anyway, Ursula Haverbeck was one of these persons or people he brought up as a, well, you've defended Ursula Haverbeck, this old Nazi, and I try to corner on this issue. Like, well, do you think it's okay to lock people up just because they have a different view, right? Because that's what's happening here. They are saying something which goes against the mainstream narrative, right? They're talking about where can we apply this to some other things, folks? Maybe she's talking about things which the government in Germany has said is not according to law the correct version of history, and therefore they can legally imprison a, what is she now, 91 years old lady for questioning the historical narrative. 91 years old and doing serious prison time for questioning history. Guys, take a moment to think about Ursula Haverbeck. If you want to reach out to her and show her your support, her contact info is in the link in the post below. World War II never ended, and Ursula is living proof of that. Isn't this amazing? Absolutely amazing. These are the while everything is burning, right? This is what they're doing. While they're letting prisoners out over the coronavirus, they're imprisoning old ladies like this. And, you know, this is how it begins. This is the one line that they push. This is the one issue that they say we have to, you know, that we can't talk about. Most people submit, of course, because it's bad to say propose anything different. But as we always know, they never settle with that. They just move on to the next topics, the next historical event, the next pandemic, if you will. And this is what they do. This is where it leads to. The most important thing is you need to submit. You need to do what you're told. You need to shut up and use that Vaseline. Because they will bend you over. Check out this one. It's pretty interesting, too. Regarding, and I don't know what the validity of this. It's obviously somewhat conjecture and speculation. I wouldn't doubt if it's true. I was trying to find a little bit more here. But Greta Thunberg, of course, my Swedish country woman. She's too young for that. She's almost there. What, 17 now? Maybe 18? Looks like a little girl, though. But Greta Thunberg, of course, been touring the world talking about global warming and stuff like that. And ironically, the coronavirus have done more to solve that particular issue than she ever managed to do. A literal virus have done more to make sure that climate change is being tackled. You know what I mean. Anyway, so her little handler, Luisa Maria Neubauer, the claim is here that she is of the Rothschild family. Now, I don't know if it's true. It could be true. I'm trying to find a little bit more. Of course, the original name for the Rothschild dynasty was Bauer, right? Mayor Amschel Bauer. And these people were so suppressed, they, in fact, could just walk straight into Germany and start a bank, right? And supposedly that's how they gained a lot of their wealth in the early names. Then later on, they changed it, of course, to Rothschild or Red Shield. After returning to Frankfurt to take over his father's business, Lisa Neubauer's job is as a climate activist, and she volunteers for the One campaign funded by Bono and Bill Gates, which also has ties to Soros. She talks about another family, which they claim in the article is some kind of National Socialist collaborators, the Reimstad family. Not sure if that's true either. But yeah, interesting. Could be, could definitely be. But it's interesting how these things tie together, and these people, of course, too. They're all kind of linking up in a little clique, right? She's working closely with Gates, Soros, these kinds of people. Then they're pushing, of course, for things which now they can, through the coronavirus, actually implement and stuff like that. It's kind of interesting. So I did mention Ike, of course, here. Just quickly wanted to bring you up again in case we have newcomers joining us here. Is that the article kicking in again? Let me just make sure that's muted. It's been doing that a couple of times. So definitely check that out. I mean, it's outrageous, right? You don't have to agree with the guy. Obviously, that's not what this is about. None of this is about that. None of this is about being in lockstep, coordinated. Same thing on every single issue. The issue is that when he's limited, we all have lost a little bit of our ability to express ourselves and speak our minds. And then eventually tomorrow will be something else. And the next time it'll be something else. And eventually you'll hang as well with the rest of them. So it's not about you supporting Ike or believing in everything he has to say. I can't believe I even have to mention that, but there are some idiots that think that this is good, that he's being banned, and somehow we're winning when that happens, I guess. All right, so an extension to this regarding YouTube here is that they have a CEO. It was a chief product officer. I thought it was a chief executive officer, but he's a chief product officer of YouTube. Make a comment here that basically their user base, or many of their creators, are espousing opinions in their basement. YouTube is cementing the power of the already established players, making it difficult for small creators to get traction. No shit, that's why it's good to be on alternative platforms. It's actually easier to reach new audiences that way, considering just how kind of congested YouTube is with the official bullshit, right? Neil Mohan, the chief product officer of YouTube, the platform that was created to let anyone with a camera have a voice, has suggested that independent YouTubers who share their opinion on the news can't provide context, and said that this is why they need to be suppressed and censored when it comes to newsworthy topics. Mohan made a comment during an interview with Protocol's editor, David Pierce, when it was asked about whether health authorities changed their advice about the coronavirus, such as the way they changed their recommendations around masks, and if that's causing YouTube to be slightly behind when it comes to moderating content. In his response, Mohan said that changing guidances on masks reflects how, quote, the actual underlying information is changing in a fundamental way, really rapidly. And you know what the reason for that is? It's because these people do not know what they're doing. That's why the World Health Organization is ending up flipping on a lot of these issues. All of a sudden, they say one thing, masks don't work, don't worry about it. Now it's mandatory, everybody have to wear masks, you know, kind of thing. This flip-flopping essentially puts you in a position of being passive as well, that you don't know what really is going on. You can't figure it out. Well, it was this the other day, now it's this. Now it's just shut up, sit down, do what we tell you to do. Let us drive the vehicle. You sit in the back seat and you just follow along. That's what it's about, right? So there is a kind of a function as well to flip-flopping, but it's also evidence of their ineptitude, that they have no idea. They're just scrambling in the dark to figure this shit out. And of course, in the meantime, they still can manage to espouse them. But however, no alternative views can get out. There it is. It started. There we go. Goddamn link. We'll get to that soon enough. Maybe I should close that down. Let me actually do that. I'll copy that. Because it is annoying. Okay. So you get the idea. But it's pretty incredible stuff. This is how they are. This is what we're looking at when it comes to YouTube. This one, quickly as well. It's kind of tangentially related to the corona issue. But Independent had an article where they're talking about manspreading has crossed over to the realm of running. And it is not okay. That's right. Taking up space in the world seems hardwired for men, but right now it reeks of selfishness, says Helen Coffey. Sometimes Something has been niggling at me during my mandated daily exercise. Under see what good little soldiers these are. Well, we can still go out and exercise. I can do it once a day. Mandated daily exercise. Anyway, it's a realization that's crept up on me day by day. The same realization that the person who first coined the term manspreading must have experienced when it gradually hit them that men everywhere were taking up an inordinate amount of space on public transport. She goes on and kvetches about the pandemic and stuff like that. But when I started running again, and I realized the practice has not stopped at all, merely migrated. For those of us not blessed with a rural setting, outdoor exercise can feel like a minefield during quarantine. I can't embark on a 30-minute circular jog in front of my front door without crossing paths with at least 50 people. Lives in London, blah, blah, blah. It taints the activity with an unwanted wash of anxiety. What if I get it? What if I already have it and I'm unknowingly passing it on? Well, it's called creating antibodies and becoming immune. That's the majority of people have done that throughout human history. Not a big deal. I know it's new to you, lady, but it's fine, right? Even before the coronavirus outbreak, there was an unspoken code of conduct I instinctively followed when running, especially somewhere with limited space like the canal path that forms part of my regular route. Since the lockdown started, this code has simply intensified. I attempted to make myself physically smaller, squeezing into the very edge of the trail, refraining from breathing as I pass people. That's right. I literally stopped breathing. Oh, boy. Some part of my brain took the decision to hold my breath when others cross my path. And I do it, not consciously, but instinctively. This is how afraid these people are. Anyway, she goes on to tie this in, of course, to men are all bad, and of course now it's into jogging as well. But this is how panic-ridden and stricken these people are. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, let me do a couple of these here real quick. Shroon sent a Diamond Olympic Skank dancing team. That's right, that's coming up. Heads up, because you know, we'll get some really, really good Olympic sports coming up here. You know, like some kind of... I'm surprised they haven't brought in some... maybe some transsexual, you know, kind of particular field yet, or something specifically oriented towards that. I know that, of course, it's men converted into women and competing there, but still kind of surprised about that, actually. All right. Actually, before we go to this video, check out this one. It's kind of interesting. So Canada, of course, recently took away all the weapons, right? The assault weapons, as they call it. And a number of issues have arisen where the Canadian cops are, I guess, assuming that everyone who's walking around with things that looks like weaponry or something must be carrying some of these assault rifles on them. We actually had a video where a cosplay stormtrooper was being, well, she was being taken down by police up in Canada. Check out this footage here. Execute Order 66.
Stop.
Is that what this is about? Never know about those stormtroopers. I mean, it is an analogy for Nazis after all, right? Plastic. Go back inside. Our heroes, folks. Jeez.
Shit, that's a girl, man.
Yep, it's a young girl.
He's got the fucking shotguns. Why?
Seriously.
This is Canada. We don't have guns in Canada.
You want to record us, go record us, but don't come approaching us. Stay back there like everybody else.
Okay, but
please.
This is Canada. That's not a gun. It's a plastic gun. I could buy that at the dollar store.
You're going to get arrested if you interfere here. Stay back.
Like, they still just can't figure it out, right? Okay, it was a plastic gun. Okay, we'll let you
go. Are you serious?
Fine. Bye. Sorry, plastic gun? Sorry, ma'am. And then just let it go. No, look at this. They still, like, have to arrest this person. They have to investigate.
What a fucking dick.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
It's like a lot of these cops, right? They're just following orders. Same thing with the lockdown and stuff like that. A lot of people, which is kind of funny, you know, kind of how it flips, you know, back and forth like that. Because, you know, obviously the cops did the right thing at Charlottesville, right? But now when they're walking around, being facetious, obviously. But now if you complain on the cops' behavior when it comes to like targeting people in parks or approaching people in their yards and like trying to say you got to go back inside or give them fines or arresting them or stuff like that. No, now they're doing the Lord's work, right? They can never do anything wrong. Absolutely not. And I do have another one here. Look at this. It's like was it 16 or something? And I know the Canada is like all paranoid and shit right now because of the other shooting, of course, which they use as a pretext, as an excuse to take all the other, other weapons, other weaponry from Canadians, of course. But this is the kind of shit that you see. It's just unbelievable. So there was another video, too. I'm going to go over to that in just a moment here. I'll enjoy the rest of that footage again. Let me do a couple of these real quick. Mr. Noseberg gave a subscription on DLive to Battlecat. Thank you so much, Mr. Noseberg. Appreciate that. What do we have as well here? We have Spencer the First again, a diamond. You were never allowed to open carry in Canada, he says. Well, yeah, exactly. Spencer the First again, a diamond. These cops are just diversity hires, quality. Yeah, I'm sure they are, even if they're not. Thank you to White Rabbit Radio for hosting. Tim Murdoch, of course, check him out here on DLive. Make sure you follow Mr. Noseberg again, giving a sub to White Rabbit Radio. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. And Proud and Frank Denier gives a sub to Stickle, I think it is, as well. All right, so we have this other video here. Let me go over real quick to the other view here. It's a 17 minutes long video, so we're not going to look at the whole thing, obviously. But it's continued stuff in Canada where they're walking in. I think it's a Slavic couple, it sounds like. And the Canadian police shows up because they're trying to force the family to go to hospital. Check this out.
As a result of speaking to my partner yesterday, there's concerns. I prefer to stand if you're okay with that, please, and thank you. After speaking to my partner yesterday, there's some concerns for your safety, right? We understand what your
concerns for your safety. This is for your own good.
Right? The reason why you're doing what you're doing is to take a stand against the city, correct?
Not the city.
Government.
The government. Okay, yes, the government. Yep. But as you know, what I can say from one person to another, human, how you said yesterday, from one human to another, it's
a... Wait. You're saying you're human?
Yeah.
Tell me one thing you do as a human.
Breathe.
No. All animals breathe.
Okay.
Okay, keep doing it.
Just let me
keep
know.
Keep trying. You're not human.
You asked a question, I answered it.
You're not human.
Okay. So, as a result...
Wait a second. You're saying you're human, I'm saying you're not human. Mm-hmm. You have to become human.
Okay.
It's very difficult.
Okay. No problem. See? That's how you identify yourself.
You have to become human. In other words, you have to have a little compassion. You have to show some of those traits, you know, that, like, not as a sociopath and as a psychopath, but actually a person who kind of, is a little bit more human.
I hope not. I hope everything goes smoothly.
What?
I don't know you. My job, I have to make sure that I protect myself and protect everyone that I'm dealing with. Right?
Yesterday,
that's the purpose.
Wait a second. Yesterday, a bunch of your colleagues came. Mm-hmm. And also on a, like, almost SWAT team. You should bring tanks next time.
Yeah, you can let them know that. Yep.
You know, and
my boss is here as well, just so you know, he was...
Why is this charade? Why this guns? Why this... You are gangsters.
Yeah, this is my uniform. This is what they gave me to wear every day.
Yesterday they told us, we're going to check on you again.
Yeah.
I'm like, come like this. Come at least like this. Her.
Yeah.
She's
not a police officer.
Just to let you know, I'm a mental health worker with St. Joseph's Hospital. We are part of a specialized unit, the Rapid Response Unit with Hamilton Police Services and St. Joseph's Hospital.
But
that's why I'm dressed.
Come in this normal clothes. You know, wait,
what is
this?
Yeah, don't show up in like your army gear to try to threaten me. Just show up and have a conversation, right? That's what he's saying.
My boss tells me this is what I have to wear, so this is what I wear.
Well, my boss tells me, so, you know, gotta do that. No
this
matter
is what.
What
they've given us, right? That's why it's called a uniform, so we all have the same one on, so we can be identified.
Why did you come at 8 o'clock? It's our time to go to sleep, actually.
My apologies. My apologies for coming at a time that's not convenient for you.
Well, why did you come?
I was going to let you know. You had some questions for me. And now, the reason why I'm telling you why we were here, my colleagues came out yesterday. They submitted a report based on your interactions. We have some concerns for your well-being and your safety. Okay?
Thank you. So you're nice. Thank you.
It's so nice of you. It's so hypocritical, actually. When we are approaching God,
we sent you lots of information. Yeah,
we sent them all our demands.
We don't need...
You know, they were ignoring for 3 years. Ignoring,
okay.
Threatening us with,
This is the government?
Yes, city.
Okay.
And
now, I don't know the full backstory here.
So, but you said you're concerned about our safety.
Mm-hmm.
We actually
they're there to take care of you. We're going to make sure that your whole family needs to go to the hospital right now.
You there.
Okay.
More in trouble.
Okay.
You're more in trouble. Your soul is there.
Your soul,
by
doing this Pledge of Allegiance, you annihilate your conscience. So, whether it's moral or not, you...
What a mess. And then, like, you have, on top of that, you have, like, multi-ethnic, multi-religious societies, all this mess, right, weaved into this kind of stuff. It's unbelievable. But yeah, check it out. It's too long to play the whole thing now, but I wanted to give you a sample of, like, so how quickly, boom, it's changed in Canada and what they're doing. Family forced to hospital. Police state insanity in Canada. So it's definitely continuing. Absolutely crazy. All right. See here, what do we have? We have a Diamond from Shroon. Says, "Hail White Rabbit." Indeed, thank you so much, Shroon. JC Stalling, a Diamond. "Hail Red Ice." "Hail Brothers in the chat." Thank you so much. Appreciate that. RoboThink, a Diamond. Thank you. Draconian Gimp of Death, a Diamond as well. Happy Full Moon. Happy Full Moon. Is that today? Maybe that's why the craziness is ramped up a bit. Techno Viking, a Diamond as well. No message. Thank you for that. But anyway, check out the rest there too. Maybe we should do a cut down version of that or something like that. I wanted to play this very odd. I think we have to play the whole thing. And maybe I'll go up in the speed here. So it's Tom Hanks. There's like a lot of veiled things regarding the coronavirus things that's weaved into this, right? Remember, Tom Hanks was one of the early people that were said that he had gotten infected and stuff like that. He's been on the forefront on a lot of different things, right? So here's a message for Wright State. It's in Ohio, where he graduated from. I forget which class that was. Not sure if they bring it up in here. Academy Award-winning actor Tom Hanks paid a personal tribute to Wright State University graduating class of 2020, calling them the chosen ones as they're making the way through challenges of the coronavirus pandemic. In other words, there's he's calling it the reboot, a reset, and all these kinds of interesting things. A lot of people have been looking at Hanks. Some of his odd, both behavior, but also posts and stuff like that on his Instagram page. And, you know, he's just into a lot of weird shit, this guy. But anyway, this was made on May 2nd. Let's just play it. I'm playing it at like 1.5 speed. So a little chipmunk for you, but that way we can go through it quicker. Here we go.
I'm here to say congratulations. Congratulations to you chosen ones. And I am calling you the chosen ones because you have been chosen in many ways. First, by the temperament and discipline you've lived by the creative fires that are inside of you and the instinctive lunges of your desires. There is something about you, all of you, in your upbringing and your background and your conscious memories and your ongoing mysteries, something that has driven you to complete your choice, your courses and achieve your selected challenges and cross the Rubicon of your time there, your studies at Wright State. You succeeded because of the aid and the love of others that are in your lives, without a doubt. But you succeeded mostly because you, and you alone, chose to do so. You are the chosen ones. You are the chosen ones because of a fate unimagined when you began your Wright State adventures. You started in the olden times, in the world back before the great pandemic of 2020. You will talk of those earlier years in your lives just that way. Well, that was back before the COVID-19. That was
BC, folks. That's right. When they say BC from now on, it's a bit before COVID. AC, after COVID. That's the new timeline. You've officially experienced a reset, a historic reset, right? 2020, clear vision, everything is moving forward. We have most of it under control. What we didn't have under control, we'll implement under the guise of the pandemic. pretty good stuff. But so, yeah, these are the new chosen ones generation. They're born into a new way of life, a new system, a new order, right, is implemented.
Forever be identified as before. In the same way other generations tell time, like, well, that was before the war, or that was before the internet, or that was before Beyonce. The word before is going to carry
that's a big
weight with you. Today you mark your graduation, which has come during the restructuring of time and of science, of our own national will, and of a worldwide commonwealth. You have finished
our own before a time of our own national will. Listen to the symbolic language he uses here.
During the restructuring of time and of science.
The restructuring of time and science.
Of our own national will and of a worldwide commonwealth.
Before our national, in other words, the will of nations is over. Award-winning actor Tom Hanks, or Autumn Shanks, argues here. Restructuring of science. Very, very interesting. Bizarre. It's very bizarre.
You have finished Wright State during the Great Reset, the Great Reboot. You've gone from student to graduate. When more has been expected of you than to just be an American, you have had to be responsible Americans. You've had to be good Americans. Good Americans who made the sacrifices that have saved lives. Now, you'll reference these past weeks.
That's how they'll always frame it. Like, you've done, you're being rewarded. It's like this Pavlovian thing, right? Rewarding you with the right behavior. The media puts this pressure on you. You need to have a certain set of behaviors. You need to submit to this. You're not allowed to ask any questions. If you do ask questions, and if, let's say, you do have nominal reach where you can get things out on social media, well, then we'll ban you and shut you up. But like, it would have been one thing if it was just like there was a discourse around this, there was a loud dissent, there were some different voices that were loud, somewhat. And sure, there were occasionally a couple of doctors that have maybe been interviewed in mainstream media and stuff like that. That gap on Minnesota, for example, but there's a lot that have been censored as well, right? The two doctors out of California, was it Dr. Buttar or something? There's a lot of people. Obviously, David Icke, he talked about all this stuff. It would have been a different thing if that was part of the discourse, and you could have some, but this just immense, everyone down in lockstep, just complete obedience kind of thing, right? But they turn it against on you, people like this, like Tom Hanks. You are the hero. You're the star because you stayed at home. You lied around in your pajamas getting baked on the couch being a superhero, right? Because you're saving lives.
As for however many weeks there are yet to come, as during the pandemic, during the COVID-19, during the lockdown, the quarantine, during the shelter in place. Sometime, if we all remain good Americans, you will continue on into the after. As in, that was after the virus was tamed, after we were safe to go out again, after we took up our profitable lives once more. But
after it was safe to go out again. Have you guys seen THX 1138, the movie? I'm actually doing a review on Food and Media's channel, Guide to Culture, coming up. I think it's this coming Saturday, I believe it's Saturday, on the 9th, talking about that. That's where this is going. Like their little image that they put across there, in terms of like how the sterilized kind of environment and something to fear everywhere. I mean, the 12 Monkeys were very similar in a way too. A little bit more dirty there than as opposed to THX. But yeah, this is amazing. What the hell is he talking about, this guy? I mean, I understand it. I get it, right? But to normal people listening to this, like, what do you mean, Tom Hanks?
Now, you'll reference these past weeks, as for however many weeks there are yet to come, as during the pandemic, during the COVID-19, during the lockdown, the quarantine, during the shelter in place. Sometime, if we all remain good Americans, you will continue on into the after. As in, that was after the virus was tamed, after we were safe to go out again, after we took up our profitable lives once more. But your after is not going to look the same as your during or as your before. You will have seen the movie and you will know how it ends. You will be enlightened in ways your degree...
Wait, which movie? Is this a... What do you mean? Which movie? Contagion on Netflix? Is that what you're talking about? Or Outbreak? 1995? Is it which one?
Lives once more. But your after is not going to look the same as your during or as your before. You will have seen the movie and you will know how it ends. You will be enlightened in ways your degree from Wright State never held in promise. You will have made it through the time of great sacrifice and great need. And no one will be more fresh to the task of restarting our measure of normalcy than you. You chose
restarting our measure of normalcy. In other words, not we'll have a new set of the new. Well, I mean, that's why they call it the new normal, right? That's what's happening here. The new normal are ways which was inconceivable before, which they now have managed to pull off. And largely a population at large have submitted to this. They have not questioned it. And those who have questioned it, they have been vehemently and in some regards violently put down for offering something different.
You have not returned to the starting line like all of us generations before you. You're just approaching it now for the first time. You just arrived. You are chosen in that way to enter into the competition of life just when so many have had to recover and refresh and restart and reawaken and to retake up the hard work and the unshirkable responsibilities of making the world not only our own, but of your own. Every class of every year moves up into the rotation and proves their value by living their values. But this class, your class, isn't just doing work that has to be done. You're joining in the work that has to be done. You chosen ones are going to form the new structures and define the new realities and make the new world, the world after all that we have been through and after your time here in the final years, the final weeks at Wright State. And the future is always
new reality, folks.
But we who celebrate what you have done, who celebrate all of your achievements, we are certain of one thing on this day. You will not let us down. Thank you. Congratulations. Way to go.
Way to go. So I don't know what you think about that. Chat, what do you make of that? Isn't that weird? What what is he talking about? And I mean, it just on a basic like level of, you know, you think like normie tier people are just like, oh, it's Tom Hanks, you know, kind of thing. You'd think they'd be like, wait a minute, what is he talking about? What does he mean? I just find it really bizarre, really weird, right? Anyway, RoboThink sends a diamond. Thank you, sir. No message. Draconian Gimp of Death, a diamond. Actually, I got those two. Thank you to both of you as well. TechnoViking, a diamond. Psylosopher sends a diamond. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Psylosopher also gives 1 month sub to Coughing. I think it's Coof. I was like Coofing. Coughing, I think it is. Thank you. Check him out here on DLive too. He does some good music and stuff. If you want to check out some 24/7 radio synthwave stuff. Spencer the First again sends a diamond. I'm sure the gender studies kids will do great. I'm sure they will, right? These educations that they're getting these days is just so totally worth it, right? So anyway, let's dive into some flu news here, because there's quite a bit to go through. We've already kind of segued into it, I guess. And stuff like that, sends a diamond and says, the name is just good fun. The name is just good fun. Sorry, I don't know which name specifically talking about. Regarding Tom Hanks. Anyway, thank you for the diamond. I appreciate that. So they're doing this, but this week is dedicated to the nurses on the front lines, right? We've shown some of the footage, of course, in the last couple of shows, what these nurses are up to, what they're spending their time doing and stuff. God, I wish it was a good compilation. I know there are a couple out there. But now it's just never ended, right? There was this, remember this superhero kind of imagery that was going around, like Reddit, we're having nurses walking in lockstep with like that the Marvel characters like Superman and Batman and Hulkin and all these guys were just like doing salutes and bowing to the healthcare workers and stuff like that. They're like launching this as the kind of the new priest class of sorts. But of course, scientists is top tier up, but then you have below like the clergy is these healthcare workers, right? So we're going to continue celebrate now a whole week again of these nurses doing bump and grinds in hospitals, I guess. Fantastic stuff. Check out this story here. Very, very bizarre. Very bizarre. And it's it's kind of interesting, too, that you have one country that does something very, very different. Saw this on Derek Rant's channel earlier today, so shout out to Derek if he's watching. Tanzania president questions coronavirus kits after animal tests. So don't ask me why they did this, right? But it's interesting. President Magufuli says tests were found to be faulty after goat, sheep, and pawpaw samples test positive for COVID-19. And in other words, it seems whatever you're testing, you're getting positive tests, right? Tanzania's president John Magufuli has dismissed imported coronavirus testing kits as faulty saying they returned a positive result on samples taken from goat and a pawpaw. What is a pawpaw again? Sorry, I just can't remember. I've heard it before. I just can't remember what animal it is. Is there another kind of... Wait, is that the fruit? A camp... What? Wait a minute. Is that a pawpaw? Chat, is that what... Is it a fruit? What? It can't be real. It's got to be another animal, right? Is that what it is? Pawpaw? That's what comes up when I do image searches for it. Holy shit. I mean, that's interesting. Yes, they say papaya. Okay. All right. Okay. So they're doing it. You tested positive on fruit. All right. Magufuli made the remarks during an event in Chato in northwestern Tanzania on Sunday. He said there were technical errors with the tests. The president who's got... And think about this too. I mean, the test, some of these came out of from China and stuff. Some of them have been... obviously, we know about all the false positives and stuff like that too, right? But it opens up the questions like, all right, was it just ineptitude? Did they get it all wrong? That's what some going to say, obviously. But that would be very interesting if someone can replicate that and do that a little bit more clinically or something and actually test for papaya or pawpaw and see if, see if we can get positive tests. It's just out of this world. They had randomly obtained several non-human samples, including from a pawpaw, a goat, and a sheep, but had assigned them human names and ages. See, interesting. So was that intentional? Because they wanted to screw with stuff? Or is it just that they were so, like, I don't know, so just not knowing what they're doing that they... Well, why would someone have revealed it then, right? You would think if they just grabbed it from somewhere, why? How did someone, like, find out that that's what it was from? These samples were then submitted to Tanzania's laboratory to test for the coronavirus, with the lab technician left deliberately unaware of their origins. Interesting, so they did a little test for them. Samples on the pawpaw and the goat tested positive for COVID-19. The president said, adding, this meant it was likely that some people were being tested positive when, in fact, they were not infected by the coronavirus. Wow. There is something happening. I said before, we should not accept that every aid is meant for good of this nation, Magufuli said, adding, the kits should be investigated. Interesting, I wonder where they came from. All right, you get the idea. It's just bizarre, like weird stories like that coming out. Absolutely bizarre. John Saxa, 1418, sends a diamond. Good afternoon, sir. All hail Red Ice. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Last PaleoCon sends a diamond. God bless the fertility of our perfect white women. Well, that's good. That's a nice line of you. I appreciate that. Psilosopher gifts a 1 month sub to White Rabbit Radio. Good for you. Thank you so much for sending that, Psilosopher. Appreciate it. And again, said before, make sure you follow White Rabbit Radio. Had a good call-in show. I think it was yesterday, Tim here as well. So check that out. Does have the streams, of course, Saturdays as well on DLive, but I think midweek now as well. Black Phillips sends a diamond. First, Kim Jun makes a live appearance. And now Lana. Yeah, it was from earlier or something. Yeah. She's joining in on Weekend Warrior. Definitely check that out, guys. If you want some little dose of Lana, check out Weekend Warrior on redicemembers.com, because we're doing that, and we have exclusive videos with Lana coming up. I know you all miss her. I know you guys are tired of me, but, you know, it's good. Speaking of which, by the way, Friday I'll be joined by Laura Towler as well from Patriotic Alternative. We'll talk about some of the latest news, talk about the UK situation and stuff like that, so heads up on that. That'll be good. Flashback Friday show, 5 p.m. Eastern, coming up. Okay, let me continue here. Proud and Frank Denier gives a sub to Spencer the First, 1 month. Thank you. John Saxa, again, a diamond. Yes, it's a fruit. Says, yeah, papa is papaya, Sharoon says, with a diamond too. JC Stalling, they got the test kits from China. See, that's what I thought, right? And that's why, are they tampered with? Is it just that they're so bad? Is it just that these people in China just gives zero F's about this, and they just, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of questions. No one would ever even think of doing something like that, right? I mean, test, for, who would even come up with such an idea? Well, I guess they do in Tanzania. Well, God bless them for giving for giving us that interesting little detail, because who would have thunk it, right? And stuff like that. Donates a diamond on DLS. Says, love Red Ice. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it, too. We love you guys, too. Thank you for joining us. Techno Viking, another diamond. Woke Tanzania. That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Proud Anne Frank denier, a diamond. Stop noticing, Goyim. That's right. We can't do that. See? Okay, let me continue here. So this is interesting too, right? For those of you who do follow official instructions, those of you who do listen to authority, those of you who think that they're sharing the truth with us and they have our best interest at heart and things like that, there are, of course, a number of twists and turns that you can take when it comes to the World Health Organization, because they have continuously given us not only conflicting information, but also changed it over time. So the latest little update on this, I posted it on redice.tv, how the World Health Organization now has flip-flopped and now endorses Sweden's no-lockdown policy. After praising China for enforcing its own draconian lockdown, this comes in the wake of, the World Health Organization has flip-flopped on coronavirus once again, after it appeared to endorse Sweden's policy of not implementing a full lockdown. Sweden chose not to enforce a full lockdown, keeping many parts of its economy open, keeping children in school, and advising voluntary social distancing measures, as well as encouraging vulnerable people to stay indoors, right? So it's a sensible position. It's like, well, you have an issue, if you have issues with your immunity, if there are known things, right, then we'll protect you. It's not... this is the straw man that the opposition sets up. I'm talking about like the... look at a couple of clips later about like the MSNBCs, the CNNs, the ABC, the NBCs, the just the mainstream. I guess it's been somewhat of this from Fox as well, which of course doesn't give us much variation. But maybe like Tucker, maybe what's her name again? Ingram have given us, you know, somewhat of a little bit of a dissenting view there too, but not much. Overall, I think Fox News is on that take as well. So the straw man is, oh, you want to kill the elderly, like you want to murder old people, so you're a bad person. So that's not the case. I mean, Sweden had, for example, they put measures in place where it actually became illegal for people on the outside to come and visit in the elderly homes because they wanted to try to prevent this from spreading there, right? So they have done proper measures, but they don't have to burn everything to the ground. They don't have to do a scorched earth tactic like essentially the rest of the West has done, right? So I think that this is good. And again, I've said it before, the death rates are not as bad. It's proving that this lockdown thing and the social distancing hasn't really done that much, right? Depends on what community you look at and stuff like that too. So anyway, despite receiving a barrage of criticism, the policy appeared to have worked. Sweden has a lower per capita death toll than the UK, which enforced a full lockdown. It's well on its way to be developing now herd immunity as well, Sweden, which of course is the way we've always done things historically. Now, you might agree with Sweden for the wrong reasons. I'm in that camp. Anders Tegnell, the main immunologist, he basically like is so woke that he's like, whoa, 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 we can't close the borders kind of thing. We're an open society, right? So I agree with him for the wrong reason. I think the outcome is correct, but I prefer to have closed all the borders initially to keep it in China. But that didn't happen. So then we have to take another measure. And obviously, since the death rate is so low, 0.1, 0.2, something like that, and we still don't know, because if we do antibody testing, there might be a lot more people that actually have it and have developed antibodies. And so that means the death rate is even lower. So you have to go for herd immunity. It's the only thing you can do. Otherwise, you'll burn everything to the ground. So Sweden has developed herd immunity and achieved all this without wrecking its economy. Having initially advocated against quarantines before praising China for imposing its draconian crackdown, the World Health Organization has apparently changed its tune once again. Dr. Mike Ryan, the Irish guy, the executive director of the World Health Organization's Health Emergency Program, pointed out that Sweden's healthcare system has not been overwhelmed and that their government was right to trust their people to self-regulate. How about that? High trust society. Huh? Nordic efficiency. For once, Sweden gets it right. I know they're cocked on a lot of issues. We criticize Sweden plenty, but we praise them when they do the right thing. Ryan now says that Sweden's approach should be a model for other countries as they begin to ease lockdowns. When now the damage is done, you morons, you complete and utter idiots. Now it's done. The damage is done. That's it, right? Unbelievable, right? So now, what, like... if there's a second wave and stuff, now they said it might even be worse in some countries and stuff like that. It's almost like they want this. It's unbelievable. Anyway, Ryan Winard said, there are lessons to be learned by our colleagues in Sweden. Yeah, no shit. I keep blaming incompetence, right? Some people say like, yeah, don't Don't go for a conspiracy route when you can just kind of blame, you know, incompetence for it. And I don't dismiss that at all. That could definitely be part of it. But I don't know. The World Health Organization, excuse me, guys, initially opposed, then embraced the lockdowns, and now it's apparently back to opposing them again, reports Zero Hedge. Remember last time the World Health Organization praised a model approach to tackling the virus? It was praising China's strict lockdowns. Yeah, they just seem to be all over the place, right? So this is just complete nuttery. Shroon sends a diamond and says, false positives, easy if technique shitty. Well, absolutely. I mean, that's true. Exactly. We want to find out, how did they come to these conclusions, right? Or how did they get these false positives? What's wrong? Is it the test? Is it the technique they're using? Is it sloppy? Is it contamination of the test? What is it, right? We don't know yet. Okay, let me refresh here real quick. All right, so this is interesting, right? This is Neil Ferguson. We've talked about him a number of times. He's the main immunologist out of Imperial College in the UK. He's the guy who essentially single-handedly made sure that the rest of the world closed down. This is the reason why Sweden did not follow that, because they said this paper that he released has not been peer-reviewed, right? There's a lot of unorthodox methods that Neil Ferguson used when he first did that. Regardless, complaining on him, let's put that to the side for a moment and realize that he can't even follow his own directive, right? He has been tested positive for the coronavirus. And what does he do? Well, he ended up breaking his own lockdown rules in order to meet, check this out, his married lover. His married lover. He's cucking the husband then, but at the same time he's being a cuck as well. Professor Ferguson allowed the woman to visit him at home during the lockdown while lecturing the public on the need for social distancing, right? And let me bring this in real quick here too, because I wanted to show, we've talked about the model that he put forth, right? The epidemiologist leads the team at Imperial College London that produced the computer model research that led to the national lockdown, which claimed that more than 500,000 Britons would die without the measures. He also said that 2.2 million in the United States would die. This is the reason why Trump and the current White House went with these directions. Here's an actual graph from the PDF as well. We've showed this many times. It's called Report 9, Impact of Non-Pharmaceutical Intervention, NPIs, to reduce COVID-19 mortality and healthcare demand. Part of Ferguson's failed model was an initial prediction of 2.2 million people dead in the US and 500,000 dead in the UK. He's a charlatan, this guy, right? We've talked about him before. He's still an advisor to the World Bank. A lot of people are listening to this guy. He just made a botched just farce out of the foot and mouth disease, the mad cow disease, the bird flu. You have all the data right there on our website regarding Professor Ferguson. So yeah, so that's the thing, right? He couldn't even keep the D in his pants. He had to go visit this lady, and of course, who did he encounter? If he's tested positive with COVID, that means that he spread it to all these other people. And it's as usually, as it always is, it's one rule for the elites and one rule for you, the unwashed masses, the dirty bottom rung filth, right? Not these one percenters at the top. They can do whatever they want, right? So he has been forced, or maybe voluntarily, resign as a consequence of this. So, haha, get out of the way, because I hope there's more competent people that will come along and actually make sure that models in the future are not used in the way that they were this time. Because it's, I mean, think about it. There's other people in that paper. He's not the only one, right? There are other people in the paper. Let's pull it up real quick here. There's a lot of people there, so it's not him. But he has been the spokesperson for this thing. He has been the main guy at the very forefront. As you can see, there's a number of names here. Maybe that's to kind of take away the liability on him or which have you. But these names you see here, these are the people that largely... And yes, I know the people that accepted the models and said, oh, holy shit, we got to, you know, do X, Y, Z, whatever. They're complicit in this too. But if you've lost your job, if your business went under, if you can't feed your kids, if you're losing your home... If the bank is going to do foreclosure on your home, suck it up and still make you, you know, forced to pay the mortgage without having a roof over your head? These are the names. These are the names here, right here, of people who have done such bad research, such shady models, and they should be held accountable, responsible. And then, of course, on top of it, yeah, the people that listen to them as well. It's definitely with the track record of someone like Neil Ferguson, you know, at Imperial College. Oh, it has to be. Yeah, it has to be true. It's an authority. All right. And stuff like that sends a diamond as we. Was that regarding an earlier one? Maybe. Anyway, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Maybe we'll send off before you could finish it. Draconian Gimp of Death sends a diamond. Academic imbeciles. All AI. The true AI threat. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what you're saying. The academic imbeciles. Yeah, exactly. True AI threat. I got it. The coin dropped a bit late. Definitely. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Just a quick update on this, too. About 18 million people entered the UK as the coronavirus pandemic was raging. Barely any of them had to undergo health screenings, right? So if the authorities were so concerned with this, why did they allow any of this to take place under our noses, right? 18 million people entered the UK in the 3 months before lockdown, with hardly any of them undergoing health screenings or being put into quarantine, it has been revealed. Same thing happened in Canada, same thing happened in the US, same thing happened to Italy, a lot of these other countries that became, you know, major outbreak zones later on, right? Only 273 people out of 18.1 million who came to the UK in the 3 months leading up to nationwide lockdown, were put into quarantine, reports The Mirror. That means that tens of thousands of people were entering from coronavirus-affected countries, including Italy and Spain, and they were then allowed to circulate amongst the general public. It's funny how they can be so efficient on some levels, right, and then so incompetent on others. Unbelievable. So let's talk some more about some fakery. We've talked about some weird freaks like Tom Hanks, some of the frauds like Ian Ferguson. Now we can talk about some of the fakes here, which, of course, I guess today it goes to CBS News, who once again goes out strong and decides to fake a medical line, a testing line. Check this out here.
You're telling me you're 100% certain that CBS News, CBS News Corporation, National, staged a fake event. They faked the news. They faked the reality and broadcasted that to all of their audience last Friday on CBS This Morning.
100%, absolutely.
Only six states have reported more cases than Michigan, but fewer than 2% of its people have been tested for the virus. In our series on the state of coronavirus testing, Adriana Diaz shows how Michigan is trying to improve a system that has failed some of its people.
But the governor says testing above all else will help determine when to fully reopen. And,
apparently, the news crew wanted more people in the line because they knew it was scheduled.
Well, we knew they were coming. We had no clue that we were going to have to, like, patients.
Sorry, listen to that again. This is your hero healthcare worker here, working in a little circus tent over there. Look at this.
More people in the line because they knew it was scheduled.
Well, we knew they were coming. We had no clue that we were going to have to, like, do face patients.
So, but you know, but we're the crazy conspiracy theorists, right? We're the ones who are nutty for questioning these people. We're the ones who are bonkers and conspiratards for thinking that something is amiss with the situation. We're not the ones that are faking anything. We're not the ones that are we're questioning their motives and their methods, right? It's just like, can't make this shit up. Unbelievable. But unless that's fake footage, unless that's faked by Project Veritas. That has to be explained, right?
Because they knew it was scheduled.
Well, we knew they were coming. We had no clue that we were going to have to, like, do face patients.
So that's the location. Cherry Health. Heart of the City Health Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Which, of course, have had major problems. The population is about the same as Sweden. And they've had major issues, major problems with the outbreak, despite very stringent measures. Why would they have to be doing any of this if it's, I mean, if it's just chaos in Michigan, right? Well, I don't understand it. Feel free to, do you have answers? Let's have them. Let's discuss. Let's talk about this, right? No, let's just call it a wacky conspiracy and then we'll discredit them. These nut jobs are thinking that it's fake. Like, I'm not thinking it's fake. These people are saying that they had to fake a situation to appease CBS News. What is that about? Why? Just answer the question. Why are they doing this? Again, we're going to take a route that it's Project Veritas is faking this. They set it all up. Okay, well, good. Let's talk about that. Let's show the evidence for that then. And I'm willing to go with you. You know, I'm not gonna make fun of you. I'm not gonna dismiss you. I'm not gonna call you. Like, I genuinely just want to try to know what's happening here, right? You answer that. Gotcha.
Did she tell you guys, like, hey, you're not actually getting tested?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she did. Just to make it look busy for the news, because.
Just to make it look busy for them. That's right. It's so bad that we have to kind of amplify the situation and make sure that people really understand that this is bad enough. So we have to, you know, increase. We have to turn up the volume. That's all. It's all there. We just have to turn up the gain a little bit. And then we're good to go.
Well, just to make it look busy for the news, because they're right there.
That's crazy. Well, I didn't see you guys do the swab at all. I just saw you talking with them. And then I was talking with the other girl.
There were a couple of real patients, which made it worse.
They probably just wanted to look busy. It's my guess.
Is this the...
They just wanted to make it look busy. That's right. It's not a big deal. It's fine.
They probably just wanted it to look busy. It's my guess.
Is this the fake line?
Yes. Yep. That's it.
So the people in the cars are not patients?
Majority of them. I do know from talking with the testers that one or two of them were real patients, which added to their frustration because this line sat there for a while so they could organize the shot.
So they've made a line of cars with medical personnel on the cars as opposed to patients.
Correct.
And the viewer does not know that.
Correct. You shouldn't be afraid to say the truth. Because in the end, you know, truth always wins.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm sad to say. Sometimes there are things that last through the millennia, right? But yeah, explain that. They do good work. It's good to expose some of this stuff and ask why they're doing this, right? What the motivations are. Where it's constantly like a kind of an amplification of like, well, you just have to kind of incur, you know, spur things on a bit, making it drama. Oh, well, okay, well then take, you know, well, it's just drama for the cameras and stuff, and you know, it's just what news do. Oh, okay, so news fake shit. That's what you're saying. And so if they have this behavior of faking things, well, then you can of course logically and reasonably ask the question, well, what else do they fake? I can't think of any reason whatsoever why throughout history media would fake something, and I don't think there's any evidence that they ever have, or exaggerated something, or gotten things wrong for that matter too. It's just unheard of, completely unheard of, because you know that's conspiracy. Here comes the COVID-19 tracing apps and privacy trade-offs. So you can say that again, privacy trade-offs, right? I actually haven't seen this. Is this a video or slideshow? Let's see what they have here. Let's see if this is any good.
The scientists here at MIT say they want to use cell phones to try to track the spread of the virus. They say they've already developed a prototype that they've shown to government officials. Right now, every time a person in Massachusetts tests positive for the coronavirus, a state worker asks that patient to try to remember all the people they've run into over the past 2 weeks. Then a team reaches out to those people to warn them they too might be infected.
This program has already hired 176 employees to do contact tracing through phone calls.
Massachusetts plans to spend $44 million and hire 1,000 contact tracers. But the state admits even that small army might not be enough to keep up with the spread of the disease.
We have right now over 900 active views going.
Today, scientists at MIT held an online conference to talk about how smartphones might be used for contact tracing. The idea uses Bluetooth, the communication technology that already allows smartphones to connect with headphones, car speakers, and other phones in close proximity. Even when devices don't connect, Bluetooth keeps a log of such contacts, known as chirps.
This system not only identifies contacts, it also estimates the distance between individuals, as well as the amount of time they spent in close proximity to each other.
Scientists are developing an app that would let a person who tests positive send out an alert to all the people they've stood next to in the grocery line, sat next to on the T, or otherwise shared close, prolonged contact. The alert would be anonymous.
This is just wonderful. They're so
good
to us.
We all need to understand privacy implications and how we deal with when the proximities are such that you can actually identify who is on the other end of a Bluetooth chirp.
Gary. All right, shut up, guy. We've heard enough. You get the idea. So AP reports to here come COVID-19 tracing apps and privacy trade-offs. You could say that again. Absolutely. All right, let me do a couple here real quick, guys. I do appreciate the support. Where are we here? I lose track here. Shroon. Sounds like Diamond says, love the witness protection voice. Thank you, Shroon. Spencer the First, a Diamond, if you're not awake yet, hope it's pretty slim for you. Yeah, I mean, there's always chance, right? But you have to break through the, you know, it's an old cringy, almost to the point where it's a cringy conspiracy, you know, lingo, whatever. But it's true. I mean, the cognitive dissonance, right? The cognitive inability of learning that the news lie. It's just, you know how there's other sometimes people lie and stuff like that. They're like motivations. They kind of, you know, they do things because they have an ulterior motive or they seek to take advantage of it in some kind of way, right? That happens, and that includes not only the news, it includes people as well, actually. Anyway, I better move on. I have a lot more to get to, actually, and there's some really interesting videos. I know we won't have time to look at them all, so we'll try to do as quick as we can here. All right, guys. So thank you, Spencer, the First. I appreciate that. Black Philip, a Diamond, Smith Mundt Act of 2013 equals U.S. news legal propaganda. Absolutely. I actually remember that, too. Even Snopes had to have a little thing where they're like, this is not true. Remember, let me see if DuckDuckGo gives you a good... yeah, it was actually a foreign policy of all people. Thank you for reminding me about this. I've shown that a couple of times. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans, right? And this is not a new, you know, not a big surprise. I retweeted the other day, CNN, and this is a commonplace. I mean, we know about, you know, Anderson Cooper and his, he was a CIA intern in the early days, and then eventually he just like, you know what, I want to be a journalist. He just jumped on that bird. The mockingbird over to CNN and went into being an anchor instead. But CNN had, back in 2000, LA Times reported that they had let five people from the U.S. military, was it the Army? I forget. Three on PSYOP, psychological operations. Or all five of them, I think, was from the like psychological operations, but three of them went into TV and two to the like the print the website edition or something like that, actually writing news, I think. So yeah, that does happen. It's not a big deal. This is the shit they do. Crazy, huh? Conrad Kirsch sends a Diamond and says, got here late. Hope donor box is still working. I think it is. I saw it, Conrad. Thank you for reminding me over there. I appreciate it. Let me check here real quick. Yeah, as I said, they're trying to censor that for us. Because they don't like that we talk about these kinds of issues and other issues, population replacement, what they're up to. They think we are violent, dangerous, neo-Nazi, white supremacist, hate groups and things. And that's the argument that these far-left groups are using against us. And they're trying to shut down our payment processor. And they're trying to shut down DonorBox as well. And that's the reality of this. That's what happens when you begin questioning things. So I appreciate the support because we're in a squeeze. Right now we're doing, coincidentally, I can just update you real quick on that too. We are doing a back-end update on the members' website, and I'd love if you have had any issues. I believe there should be no issues, but if you've had issues, there was an initial concern raised when we did the back-end update because we were trying to basically stabilize some things on that end so that we can keep our members' website and continue doing these shows, because if we can't pay our bills, then we can't continue, and we have to shut down and move on and do something different. That's just the reality of it. So that's why they're trying to starve us out, essentially. But I had initial concern that there was issues with signing up. So if you recently have tried, if you've gone to redicemembers.com, sign up for a subscription, and if your payment fails for some reason, I'm talking about the credit or debit card payment, not the other method, the offline payment and stuff like that, but your other the direct method, if you will. If you have an issue, or if you got something wrong, if you had got errors or something, can you please let us know? That would be very good, because we want to try to figure out if there is something we need to fix, if there are further issues. I believe there's not, but I just want to make sure, right? So again, thank you to all the members out there. Thank you for watching, and thank you for subbing. But again, if you're signing up either for a new account or trying to renew, and if you have any issues, two ways, which is quickest, which is just DM us on Twitter at Red Ice TV. Just send a DM there quick. DMs are open. They should be open. I'll verify that, but they should be open. Yes, they are open. I remember that now. Let us know there, or send us an email real quick, redice@protonmail.com, and just let us know, hey, I tried to sign up and it didn't work or something like that. We'd really appreciate that, because then we can, continue to investigate and see if there's any other issue that would cause that. But yeah, anyway, that's just a skinny on that. So thank you, Conrad, for your support and for sending a little donation over on DonorBox as well. $25. Thank you so much, Conrad. I really appreciate it. He says, having going through the archives, your speech in 2017 in Sweden was brilliant. I would like to hear your thoughts on Atlantis conspiracy, if you'd like a break from Corona Chan. Yeah, that's a bit off topic right now. But the Sweden one was about, you're talking about the Trump, or why Trump was right about Sweden, right? Isn't that the one? It's got to be. Yeah, that's the one. That's right. We had a conference. We live streamed some of those speeches too, by the way. Good stuff. It's up on redicemembers.com. Should be on our BitChute. I don't actually know if it is. We have to re-upload those maybe. But yeah, I spoke about Sweden's situation with mass migration, and it was good that Trump brought the issue to the world's attention. But I'll look into what you're saying there, Conrad, because I don't know what if that's connection to anything you heard during the speech, which I don't think it is. But I appreciate it. I mean, we've talked about like a bunch of stuff over the years. So check out the archives. I mean, we have a lot of theories in there. Doesn't mean we believe them all. Doesn't mean we endorse them all. We're just, this is the investigations. We're trying to figure out what's going on. Early days, we went to some of the most fringe, fun, obscure, off-the-wall topics possible because it was fun at the time for me. I wanted to know weird shit. I've said it many times, sick and tired of the Swedish educational system. Needed to get my mind off of things. And I started investigating all the kind of stuff that was fun. Philosophical stuff, esoteric stuff, mystery stuff, ancient origins, all kinds of stuff. And then over the years, we've matured. We've developed in a different direction. We've understood the urgency of the geopolitical situation, the population replacement. And that's when we started getting into, hearing people like Barbara Spector, who was a big, huge wake-up call for me personally. And then after that point, I just like, holy shit, they're trying to replace the Swedish people, got into like the Kalergi plan, the origins of the European Union, what they're trying to do with the Africanization of the continent and stuff like that. All this weird shit that's on the back end of many of these elites, right? Of what they think, what they propose, how they see it. And so that's when we just really kind of started wearing away from those topics and just saying, okay, here is obviously something urgent. It's fun to talk about, philosophical things. It's fun to talk about mysteries and what really is going on, out there. What are we doing here? How did we get here and where are we going kind of thing? The basic questions, right? But we've had to put that to the side and say, all right, there's a massive urgency here. We have to help people out to spread the word about this. We have to help each other out. We have to team up with people who talk about these kinds of issues. And of course, that's what we invite a lot of the people that we get a lot of shit for from the alternative media back in 2014, 15. And when we jumped over to these kinds of topics, right? They stabbed us in the back for talking about these kinds of things. And instead of approaching us and say, hey, are you crazy? Like, what are you talking? This is not true. You know, come on and debate me or talk about it or present your evidence or something. It was just a huge backstab. You're a Nazi. You're crazy. You're a lunatic. That was the reply, right? And now that's happening in a different direction. I won't get into that here, but I'll do a video about that soon. But now it's happening the same thing in a different direction. Because I mean, Red Ice, we've always gone our own way. We'll always go our own way. We'll let the truth lead the way. We'll always talk about reality, not, you know, what really is, as opposed to like living in some kind of constrained version because it's more politically convenient or whatever. Like, you know, you can be selective in order to try to pinpoint certain things, which we have done. But the truth is the truth, and that's what we have to talk about. We have to go in that direction. And right now, there's a massive agenda to make sure that people of European descent are losing our country, so we'll become demographically a minority. And this will be a nightmare for my children, for your children, for our entire population in these countries. And that's why we're talking about this. It's not really a big mystery. But anyway, that, I don't know why I went into all that. But thank you, Conrad. I appreciate that. It's very kind of you. I just want some people to understand the motives, because there's always these straw men that's being set up or essentially faking excuses or putting words in our mouths of why we do things or why this or that is unreasonable or shit like that. And while that's just not true, right? We have our own motivations. We will continue having our own motivations. People want to team up. Fine. I don't give a shit. This is what we're doing. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. All right. Let's continue here. This is a really good segment here as well regarding the Rockefeller Foundation. Now, we've talked a lot about that, of course, but it actually does turn out, you know, over the years, essentially, what their game plan has been, taking over medicine and using the issue of, you know, science, essentially, in a way, to try to gain more control, right? The technocrats is what they do. So it's Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about in his book, The Technotronic Era, for example, just to name one source. But check out this clip regarding the Rockefeller Foundation.
President Trump continuing to boast about COVID-19 testing in this country, but only 1.3% of the U.S. population has been tested. Now the Rockefeller Foundation is releasing an ambitious new plan to test 30 million people a week at an estimated cost of $100 billion. The plan also calls for up to 300,000 paid testers and contact tracers and a common digital platform to track cases and resources. Joining me now are Rajiv Shah, President and CEO of the Rockefeller Foundation and a former USAID administrator, and Dr. Kavita Patel, MSNBC medical contributor and former White House health policy director. Welcome both. Raj, it's great to see you. Tell me about the plan. How is this going to be paid for? How do you see launching it?
Well, thank you, Andrea, for having me, and it's good to see you again. The reality is our country's been stuck at 1 million test cases per week for the last several weeks. We know that that's not enough to mount an effective effort to do surveillance in America as the economy starts to reopen. And we're very worried of potential resurgence of this COVID pandemic, especially through the summer and into the fall. So we pulled together experts from science, from industry, importantly, former government officials from Republican and Democratic administrations, and said, what's a specific, actionable, practical way to solve this problem? And we concluded that achieving a goal of getting to 3 million tests per week between now and 8 weeks from now, and then getting up to 30 million per week in 6 months is achievable.
So yeah, you got it there. Rockefeller Foundation plans to test 30 million people a week. It's going to be at the top of tests, which Tanzania was using too. Is that what they're going to do? What kind of tests are these, right? Rockefeller Foundation has had their fingers in a lot of pies over the decades. What is it, like 150 years or something like that, right? And now they're just out of the woodwork. Check out, we talked about it the other day, covered it both with Brian Young from High Impact Vlogs, But it came up in other scenarios as well regarding Lockstep, Operation Lockstep, which was a paper, I think it was 2012, was it really? Or maybe 2009, but it was regarding a 2012 pandemic they had or something like that. They have done a lot of interesting things over the decades. So there you go. Back to Rockefeller Foundations. Quick update on this here, Washington Post. Masks are here to stay, and they're quickly becoming a way to express ourselves. That's right. An explosion of mask designs from fancy to Disney is helping us make a style statement, and for some, show solidarity. So this is the new normal, folks. You'll have the majority of people walk around with stylish face masks now. That's what's going to come, right? And you have, what is it? Is it a half step towards a burqa, at least for women, I would assume, right? Yeah, I mean, what are you going to say? This is what they're trying to push. Just make it fashionable. Even Hillary Clinton, I retweeted that too, calling the mask the must-have. That's right, the must-have accessory. The must-have accessory right now. Not that it's like saving lives and all the stuff that they're talking about. No, they're just turning it into a fashion icon to get some of these, well, let's face it, a lot of women to agree to this, right, and fold. I don't think less men doesn't give a shit about these kinds of things, right? All right, I'm going to do a couple more of these on DLive here, guys. Appreciate it. Techno Viking, a diamond again. Remember Syrian child on beach? That's media ethic. Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, what was his name again? Alan Kurdi, right? Same thing there. These are media gay ops, essentially, to get us to fold on certain issues. Absolutely. And he, the father, I think it was it the uncle? He wanted to try to go to the dentist. They were going to go to, I think it was to Canada via Germany, or if it was to Germany via Canada, something like that. He needed dental work done, and he brought his kid with him, and the kid drowned, right? So it's not his responsibility, it's our fault, it's Europeans' fault. Unbelievable. But then the media uses that to get us to drop our guard, you see? Purist777 sends a Ninjagini and says, between this CBS/COVID and ABC/KY, there's a Kentucky... Oh, yeah, the gun range. That's right, yeah, the ABC Kentucky gun range a few months ago. No one gets fired? Well, exactly. Pyrrhus, very good point, and thank you for the Ninjagini. Is anybody investigating this and like firing the people involved? Because they obviously, I mean, if it's not, the CBS thing isn't intentional, right? They don't accidentally just do that kind of stuff and set it up. But the Kentucky thing is like, okay, remember those scenes out of Syria supposedly, and it was like people recognize the footage. I even had seen it like about a year earlier, I believe, actually. It was like a viral video on YouTube. It's crazy. And ABC pulled it off, but these are scenes out of Syria right now. I kind of think it's amazing. Thank you, Pyrrhus. John Sachs at 1418, a diamond as well. Have a lot of nurse friends who are saying similar. Really now, interesting. Shroon, a diamond as well. Thank you, sir. Regarding the truth, watching, never forget. Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Shroon. And stuff like that. Donuts, a diamond. Thoughts on, quote, mystery child CV symptoms. I've not heard of it. I will have to look it up. Thank you for the tip and stuff like that. Appreciate it. Do a search for that later. Spencer the First, a diamond, and says, for every dollar they take, we give two more. Well, thank you so much, Spencer. I appreciate that very much. Again, Spencer says, hail, brother, and keep up the good fight. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Proud Anne Frank Denier. Donuts, is it a sub? No, it's lemons. And by the way, thank you to everyone donating lemons and ice cream and all that kind of stuff. It's just too much. Otherwise, I would just sit and read that all and not get to the news. It's not that we don't appreciate that. It's just too much to read those out. So we've set the limit at diamonds and up, basically. So thank you, though. I appreciate everyone sending diamonds to lemons. God damn it. God damn it, DLive. Lemons and ice creams. That's what it is. All right, Whore with Massive Tits is back on the show here, too. Oh, he donates a Ninjagini. Well, thank you, sir. Wow, that's a huge donation. I appreciate that very much. That's, of course, the guy formerly known as a big black man with AIDS, by the way. Had a little voting on the username last show. I appreciate that. He says, shove this donation straight up those bullshit payment sites that kicked you off. Support Red Ice TV. Imagine if Red Ice had the same funding as CNN. Well, thank you so much, Whore with Massive Tits. I appreciate that very much. That's very kind of you. Thank you so much, sir. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. Anyway, we've always been here because of you guys' support. And if people don't want to support us anymore, we go elsewhere. That's how easy it is. That's how this works. But that's why we're so grateful to everybody who does and who believes in us and appreciates the content and the effort we put in. So thank you so much. But yeah, I mean, it is very frustrating. I mean, that has to be said, right? If we had not been censored from PayPal, if we had not been kicked off or had our websites hacked back in 2017, if we haven't been kicked off of banks and Venmo and the Cash App and what else is this? Skrill over in the I think that's a UK or Europe app. Is that Venmo? What else was it? There was a number of those. There's so many I've even forgot, right? So they're like trying to close off every ability for us to make sure that we can be continued, get support from our audience, from you guys, from our viewers, those who watch our stuff and listen to our stuff. So that's, it's crazy. It's very frustrating. We would have been larger by now. There's just no doubt about that. We would have had more resources if we were not shut down after begin over again with all the memberships. That's what they're trying to do right now with our current payment processor over at redicemembers.com. They're doing an investigation on us right now. Because we're a hate group. We're racist, neo-Nazi, evil white supremacists who want to kill people, right? We're a hateful, a dangerous, violent white supremacy organization. Yeah, that's us, for sure, right? That's what these pressure groups are using. And they're using mainstream media articles as the foundation for why this is the truth, right? Why they won't go to us. They won't ask us questions. They won't talk to us. Can we ask you about this, these allegations? What do you actually believe? No, they just don't do that, right? So we have things on the back end. We're working on that right now. We have to have it implemented soon. But if they kick us off, there will be another setback and it will be tremendously difficult for us to continue. And that's what they want. That's what these Antifa activists want. That's what the mainstream media companies that are firing at us and kicking us off of YouTube and Facebook want. They want to see us squashed in the dirt. So I appreciate the support very, very, very much. But the reality is we would have been... had a wider reach if it wasn't for the censorship and kicking us off from services. So again, I don't mean to talk about this. I've talked about this come up in the last couple of shows. I don't want to make it about that, but that's just the reality of it. So I appreciate it very much, guys. It means the world to me because it means I can do what we love and what I think we are good at doing, which is to spread the word, talk about the truth, get out the information about what's really happening. All right, and stuff like that. Donate a diamond. Recently renewed Red Ice membership, no problems. Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate that. Thank you to all of you. Bearden 78 sends a diamond. Thank you. Proud and Frank Denier, another diamond. Thank you so much. Whore with massive tits. I love your username. Another diamond. Thank you so much, sir. And says proud 2-year member of Red Ice TV. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. And thank you again for that ninjet, man. I really appreciate it. Folkish Farmer, a diamond. Great show. Have you read the Epicist magazine yet? I have not gotten around to it. I'm going to extend an invite. I was actually thinking about reading it here after the show here later tonight and get an invite out to the guys and get it off. Maybe even tomorrow, if possible. We'll see. Otherwise, we'll do it in the beginning of next week. Really looking forward to reading it. So thank you again, guys, for sending that if you're from them. And I'll definitely get back to you guys. All right, whore with massive tits again, since a diamond, says that's a ninja jet. That's right, a ninja jet. Very, very much appreciated, sir. Thank you so much. All right, Conrad Curse again, a diamond, says fuck globalists. We stand with you. Well, thank you so much. John Saxa, 1418, Facebook said my tattoos were hate speech. Well, there you go. Or fake book, he actually says. Isn't that amazing? Unce Review lost their Facebook. Was it yesterday? Two, three days ago. Unbelievable. All right, guys. Let's continue here with these stories. A lot to actually get to here. I just know I won't be able to squeeze it all in. So we have to save some of these for Friday when we have Laura Towler with us on the show to kind of continue to talk about some of this insanity. But just quickly, I want to reflect on this idea that, or this point, that the task force that have been assigned to look at the coronavirus is now essentially being reworked, right? They're shifting focus to safety, safety and reopening the economy. Officials will also focus on vaccines and therapeutics. That's right. I mean, this has been kind of the deal from day one, right? But there has been little tensions in the team there, the task force and all that kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean, what I'm saying is, even when this thing has like blown over, or we're out of it, or I mean, I know they're saying we're not or whatever, but at some point, obviously, the reality is we're going to get out of it. They'll still have, they won't give up. They'll still have these teams in place working on vaccines. They're working on who gets to open their business, who gets to go back to work, who can go to school again, all this kind of nutty stuff, right? So, you know, don't think for a moment that these people, Fauci and these guys, just will go away. Quick story about this, very, very interesting. Ousted vaccine director files a whistleblower complaint alleging coronavirus warnings were ignored. This is, of course, what we talked about early in the process with China, when the mainstream media did not take this threat seriously, right? They just said, just don't worry about it, right? They essentially said what Trump said later, which the media attacked him for, or them attacked him for. It's just kind of, don't worry about it. Go out and hug a Chinese person. Just don't be a bigot. We're not going to close the borders to China. So this guy just lost his job. He forcefully, I think, ousted. Dr. Rick Bright, the ousted director of the office involved in developing a coronavirus vaccine, formally filed an extensive whistleblower complaint Tuesday, alleging his early warnings about the coronavirus were ignored and that his caution at a treatment favored by President Donald Trump led to his removal. So there are things that are troubling paradise on the back end here of these teams that are working. Everybody's not in agreement. Everybody's not in lockstep. There are things that are happening behind the scenes. They're forcing people out. There are different views. He says, I was pressured to let politics and cronyism drive decisions over the opinions of the best scientists we have in government, Bright said on a call with reporters after filing his complaint. Bright said in the complaint he raised urgent concerns about shortages and critical supplies, including masks. See, in the beginning, that was, now they picked up all those talking points, right? But not before they got these kinds of people out. So he's led, we talked about this organization before, but essentially the DARPA of the pharmaceutical industry, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, right? There's never been a vaccine for these kinds of issues. An mRNA vaccine is never, or a vaccine that targets an RNA virus, rather, I should say, which, of course, Moderna and some of these companies are trying to work on right now. So he led them from 2016, and then he was resigned last month to a narrower position at the National Institute of Health. All right. So stuff's happening on the back end. I have some stuff to get back to regarding that too, but both Moderna, but possibly looking into what this guy, what kind of complaint he filed and stuff like that. This one we're not going to have time to look at because I realize we're getting up at the end here. I wanted to play this. It's a shame we won't be able to have time to do it. I might do a stream actually tomorrow, Thursday, to insert this and we can watch it together. A very interesting take. There's an ex-employee of Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, who was jailed, by the way, for speaking out about some issues, raising concerns, both about the methods of how they dealt with this stuff. What was her name again? Oh, they don't have that in the title. All right, I forget her name. She had a Slavic last name. There's an all revealed. She speaks about everything, right? Let's just watch like the first minute. You guys have got an idea. They talk about her credibility because she was part of these teams, right? Let's listen to this a little bit here.
Dr. Judy Mikovits has been called one of the most accomplished scientists of her generation. Her 1991 doctoral thesis revolutionized the treatment of HIV/AIDS. At the height of her career, Dr. Mikovits published a blockbuster article in the journal Science. The controversial article sent shockwaves to the scientific community as it revealed that the common use of animal and human fetal tissues were unleashing devastating plagues of chronic diseases. For exposing their deadly secrets, the minions of Big Pharma waged war on Dr. Mikovits, destroying her good name, career, and personal life. Now, as the fate of nations hang in the balance, Dr. Mikovits is naming names of those behind the plague of corruption that places all human life in danger.
Yep.
So you made a discovery that conflicted with the agreed-upon narrative.
Correct.
And for that, they did everything in their powers to destroy your life.
Correct.
You were arrested.
Correct.
And then you were put under a gag order.
For 5 years, if I went on social media, if I said anything at all, they would find new evidence and put me back in jail. And it was one of the few times I cried. And it was because I knew there was no evidence the first time. And they, when you can unleash that kind of force to force someone into bankruptcy with a perfect credit score, and so that I couldn't bring my 97 witnesses, which included the heads, Tony Fauci, you know, Ian Lipkin, the heads of the public health and HHS, who would have had to testify that we did absolutely nothing wrong.
And so what did they charge you with?
Nothing.
But you were in jail.
I was held in jail with no charges. I was called a fugitive from justice.
Yep, that's right.
No warrant. Literally drugged me out of the house.
Question the narrative, Goy? Well, we got news for you. We just arrest you. We'll just put you in jail.
Our neighbors are looking at what's going on here. You know, they searched my house without a warrant, literally terrorized my husband for 5 days. They said, if you don't find...
But it's for your own safety, right? It's so they can keep you safe, right?
The notebooks, if you don't find the material, which was not in my possession, but planted in my house.
As if you took intellectual property from the laboratory. Is
yes,
that correct?
It was intended to appear as if I took confidential material names and intellectual property from the laboratory. And I could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that I didn't. Heads of our entire HHS colluded and destroyed my reputation, and the Department of Justice and the FBI sat on it and kept...
And again, this is because she had a differing view. Again, won't have time to look at all this. I'll probably do, if I don't have another show coming up tomorrow, I think I'll do a stream and we can go through this in more detail. But there's a later point here. Very interesting. It's called Dr. Anthony Fauci's Ex-Employee Was Jailed, Finally Tells All. It's on the channel Vaccine Wars. It's had almost 2 million views so far. I'm surprised it's still up, actually. I heard that it was censored earlier. I'm not sure if it is, but definitely check it out. Different take on things. Let me see if we have the right time stamp here. There was some interesting comments a little bit later. Let me see here. Let's listen from here. I think it's from here somewhere.
Quinn was ranked as the most effective medication to treat the virus.
The AMA was saying, you know, doctors will lose their license if they use hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malarial drug that's been on the list of essential medicine worldwide for 70 years. Dr. Fauci calls that anecdotal
data.
It's not storytelling if we have thousands of pages of data saying it's effective against these families of viruses. For 50 cents a dose, we could protect 1,000 people for 7 days, two doses a day, with one $600 vial. And that hasn't been done. And this is essential medicine, and they keep it from the people. Not only now, but back in autism with our discovery, there was an old antiviral drug, 100-year-old drug called Suramin, on the WHO list of essential medicine. It literally gave kids with autism a voice, a life. What did Bayer and Monsanto do? They took it away from everybody. You couldn't get it to save your life
did.
Right now, and we tried. Believe me. Everyone.
And this lady, I mean, that's always used, oh, you're an anti-vaxxer and stuff, and she's not. She tells that in here of why she agrees with certain ways of triggering the immune system, why there's reasons and concerns for others and stuff like that. So just, you know, the straw man doesn't really work on this woman here. But there was a portion, it's actually the wrong portion right there. Let me go back here and see. She speaks out here.
Being sick from your own reactivated coronavirus expressions. And if it happens to be SARS-CoV-2, then you've got a big problem.
You're not the first virologist who has told me that we're doing the exact opposite of what we should be doing to contain and to create immunity from this virus.
Why would you close the beach? You've got sequences in the soil, in the sand. You've got healing microbes in the ocean, in the salt water. That's insanity.
That's nonsense. There's nothing in the sun that's good for you or being out, being outside in the fresh air, right? That's crazy talk.
These institutions that are polluting our environment and our bodies, there was a time when they actually had to fight their own battles, but they've done such a great job at manipulating.
I missed that. There's a good portion here. Sorry, guys. It was. Oh, here it is. About Fort Detrick. Listen to this real quick, and then we got to move on here. Okay, she brings up Bill Gates here. Let's look at this portion right here.
Workers, the right to patent their discoveries. So
I'll have this a little bit more structured tomorrow if I do the stream then, guys. So sorry about jumping back and forth like this, but there was just one really good part. I was listening to it in the background while I was editing the last video, and I just thought, holy shit, that's important to get out. And I forgot to take down the time for it. Let's check this out.
To claim intellectual property for discoveries that the taxpayer paid for. Ever since that happened in the early 80s, it destroyed science, and this allowed the development of those conflicts of interest. And this is the crime behind letting somebody like Bill Gates with billions of dollars. Nobody elected him. He has no medical background. He has no expertise. But we let people like that have a voice in this country.
He deals with viruses all the time. Microsoft virus.
While we destroy the lives of millions of people.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
If That's we right. activate mandatory vaccines globally,
nothing to see, nothing to worry about. I imagine
hundreds of billions of dollars that own the vaccines.
And they'll kill millions, as they already have with their vaccines. There is no vaccine currently on the schedule for any RNA virus that works.
That's right.
So I have to ask you,
yep.
Are you anti-vaccine?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, vaccine is immune therapy, just like interferon alpha is immune therapy. So I'm not anti-vaccine. My job is to develop immune therapies. That's what vaccines are.
Do you believe that this virus was created in a laboratory?
I wouldn't use the word created. But you can't say naturally occurring if it was by way of the laboratory. So it's very clear this virus was manipulated, this family of viruses was manipulated and studied in a laboratory where the animals were taken into the laboratory, and this is what was released, whether deliberate or not. That cannot be naturally occurring. Somebody.
Yeah, I mean, now there's even intelligence that China, you know, intentionally, you know, screwed up and stuff like that too. And you know, there's so much data on this, which is never reaches. I'm glad this video has so many views because it gives you a different take on things here. But there's so many interesting things which YouTube has just continuously censored and deleted and taken off and stuff like that. And the sources, of course, that they list as credible have made mistakes over and over and over again. That's why it's so important, of course, to have a broad range of a discussion about what it is that's happening. Because if you have the one source, the World Health Organization, that's scrambling, struggling in the dark to either figure out what's going on because they're just incompetent or intentionally doing this, then it becomes even more dangerous. There's not a clear line of what's happening or what the recommendations are. They're very confused. So, you know, if you had like a completely 100% set line and this is the only thing, it's irrefutable, you can't say X, Y, Z, etc., it would be fine, right? That would be like more credible, more probable that you would believe that line. But a combination of being completely inept, faking a lot of this shit that we've seen when it comes to death certificates and stuff like that, not giving out the right information or flip-flopping on it like we've seen. And then you have an alternative view that comes in and explains some of those things or says, well, this might be what's happening. This is what's probably causing this, whatever. The only solution the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the Twitter has is to ban those people, is to shut them up, it's to silence them, right? Truth fears no investigation. If it's the truth, it should stand, and scientifically, it should stand rigorous scientific scrutiny. Not just be banned, blocked, right?
You didn't go to a market, get a bat, the virus didn't jump directly to humans. That's not how it works. That's accelerated viral evolution. If it was a natural occurrence, it would take it up to 800 years to occur. This occurred from SARS-1 within a decade. That's not naturally occurring.
And you have...
All right, so what we'll do is we'll continue watching that tomorrow. I don't want to go on too long for that, but it's very interesting. We'll have some more of that. We'll pull out some good timestamps and kind of take a look at that. I think probably tomorrow, but I'll keep you updated on that. Tapio sends a diamond. No message. Thank you. Techno Viking again. And Diamond says, we want the stream tomorrow. Okay, I'll see. I'll try to make it happen. Thank you. Techno Viking again. And Diamond, of course, it's for our safety. Of course it is. Techno Viking again. And Diamond, let Gates vaccinate the entire globe. I mean, it's a reasonable proposition. No financial interest in that, no financial gain at all. Wanted to play this clip real quick, the Texas hairdresser that opened up her salon, not because she feels like doing people's hair, not because she is vain and is thinking selfishly of herself and saying, oh, you just want to give all these people a trim or a, you know, lighten up their roots or whatever the hell they is. This is, again, the MSNBC talking points, right? It's like, no, people want to pay their bills and feed their kids. That's what it's like. It's not a vain reason why they're doing this. People want to go to work so they can keep their house and pay their bills. Check out this. This is what she said to the judge here, too. He seems like a very, very warm and understanding gentleman, too, here.
Proceed.
Judge, I would like to say that I have much respect for this court and laws. And that I've never been in this position before. And it's not some place that I want to be.
This is the Texas woman speaking, the woman who opened up her salon against restrictions.
But I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish, because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry.
That's genetic interest. That's absolutely selfish, right? According to science, right? Richard Dawkins. It's only the genetics are the driver, and you're just thinking of your genes to survive. So that's selfish, totally.
I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I am not going to shut the salon.
Got to obey the law. Look at this guy. Look at that. It's like almost rolling his eyes when she says there. Look at the bottom right there.
I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I am not going to shut the salon.
So what do you think happened? She was charged, of course. She was sentenced to jail. Texas governor orders immediate release of jailed salon owner. Tyrannical judge sentenced Shelley Luther to a week in jail for refusing to apologize for reopening her business. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered the immediate release of a woman who was sentenced to jail for 7 days for refusing to apologize. They need you to apologize. That's very interesting, right? They need you to commit to what's the word I'm looking for? Not a social contract, but like a, yeah, behavioral submit on a behavioral level that you need to recognize that it was wrong and apologize for opening your hair salon in defiance of the county lockdown orders. So check out this one regarding to what they're doing in California if you're a non-essential business and how they're squeezing you out. Listen to this here.
Officials reiterated the importance of social distancing and following the safer at home guidelines in order to help flatten the curve. And Mayor Garcetti gave a stern warning tonight to non-essential businesses that aren't abiding by the order.
If we see continued non-compliance, they'll wind up facing a misdemeanor charge, and DWP will step in and shut off their water and power.
See, this is what we talked about, right? They're one step away, essentially, now from applying this to also a private person's home, right? This is business for now, small businesses, of course, which again relies on to be able to feed their kids and pay their bills. But they'll shut down your water, they'll shut down your power, and the system will freeze you out. See, this will be wonderful when there's a cashless. Currency by the Federal Reserve, right? When the Federal Reserve comes in and they tell you, well, you know, the Federal Reserve comes in because we all need to abide by the rules and obey the Federal Reserve, right? Because we can't do anything else. Got to obey the Federal Reserve. Right, guys? Right, Goyce? Am I right? All right, let me open that other one here. Podcast audience won't get that, but video audience will. Let me make sure I had that other. The one that was playing, that kept on playing. Which video was that again? I want to make sure we do these last few ones here real quick, guys. And then I'm going to let you go. But yeah, no burgers available at Wendy's in Metro Detroit amid beef shortage. And this is, of course, evidence of, again, Wendy's won't go under. Wendy's will be fine. Burger King will be fine. McDonald's will be fine. This is just evidence of the fact that you have a food shortage, beef shortage that is coming. There are rations in stores. They'll begin, obviously, with options here later on, bug protein and soy and all that kind of stuff, right? Impossible meat and all kinds of things, right? But this is what they do now to get you to a desperate position. Get all the fast food junkies and addicts out there to like, holy shit, there's no burgers left, you know, kind of thing. Well, we'll accept anything. We'll take, you know, whatever you want. A Wendy's with no burgers as meat production is hit. Meat shortages hit Wendy's, leaving burgers unavailable at some restaurants. And it's not about that, well, we have to have burgers available at all times kind of thing. It's not about Wendy's. It's not about these burgers. It's about the fact that when you have beef shortage in the stores, when people cannot go and buy food, and how this will drive up the prices, right? That's what the scare is. Not that Wendy's are, you know, are outside of that, right? Oh, this is the one I wanted to play. Let me do this real quick too. Duplicate that here. This is the one I wanted to play. Personal information from 900 plus St. Louisan tipsters exposed on social media. Documents with the names of people who reportedly stay-at-home violations are being shared online. One tipster said she won't count on the county's help again. Listen to this here.
Well, hundreds of St. Louis County residents answered the call, reporting businesses for failing to comply with stay-at-home orders.
Those whistleblowers thought they were keeping people safe, but it backfired when all of their information ended up on social media. The I-Team's PJ Randhawa uncovers how that information got out and the motivation behind it.
We must stay in our homes.
It started with a call to action from St. Louis County leaders.
Stay away from others.
Asking the public to report businesses that are not complying with the stay-at-home order.
Doing what's right doesn't always get rewarded.
Patricia has lupus, and two other people in her house have autoimmune issues too.
We don't have the strength to fight this.
So she had no problem reporting businesses she thought were being reckless.
Look at that. Snitching, right? Like, I get that you have issues or whatever, but it doesn't prevent these people from self-isolating or getting the help that they need to make sure that they don't get sick or something like that, right? But now they're snitching on other companies, making sure that they're fined. What about the LA situation where they would cut their electricity, their water? I mean, this is insanity.
Order, didn't matter to them, and that was kind of frustrating.
Patricia and more than 900 other people sent their complaints through the county's website or by email. You can almost hear the desperation in some of these emails. Employees pleading for anonymity. After all, in some cases, they were reporting their own bosses to the county. A disclaimer on the website warned them the tips they submitted could become public. But Patricia never expected them to end up on Facebook, posted with the headline, quote, "Here you go, the gallery of snitches, busybodies, and employees who rat out their own neighbors and employers over the panic-demic." The information includes names, nice, phone numbers of nearly all the tipsters.
Now, I'm not only worried about COVID, now I'm worrying about somebody showing up at my door or showing up at my workplace. Or me getting
see,
fired
now the media,
what is...
See, now the media can have empathy for people being doxxed, right, or something like that. When it comes to other people, not a problem. Let's just do it. It's not a problem at all. It's fine. These are bad people. They deserve it, kind of thing. Media covers for them. We don't even mention anything, right? But now it's like, we have to, we have to make a story about this and garner sympathy while they're snitching on their, you know, the businesses in their area. It's unbelievable.
Right.
The I-Team learned St. Louis County released the information as part of the Sunshine request.
Do you think the county should have redacted this information before they released it, like blacked out the names and information?
Of course they should. What did you get out of sharing the information on who did it?
In a statement, the county told us they released the information after consulting with Missouri's Attorney General. He advised them all the information was public and should not be redacted.
I think it's asinine, and I have to question whoever shared that list. What were your motives?
We wanted to know, too. We tracked down Jared Totch, who posted the list on social media. He declined an interview, but in a message called it, quote, "poetic justice," hoping to discourage people from snitching on county businesses. He admits making the information public could cost some of the tipsters their jobs. Jeez. The tips led to 29 local businesses being issued violation letters.
What a mess.
Patricia feels she did the right thing, but would not do it again.
So when there is something that happens the next time, I'm not going to feel safe or protected enough to call the local authority.
For the IT,
I need to snitch, and they need to guarantee my safety, or what do you call it? What was not mentioned in the report, though, is that it was on these people checked the checkbox that said this is public. It might be revealed. Nothing was hidden from them. It wasn't done, sleight of hand. It was just that they didn't read what they agreed to, right? So that was on the website. That's the reality of that. All right. So as people are being locked up, imprisoned, arrested, and put in jail for stuff, just quick note on this again. UK, up to 450 prisoners to be released early, of course. Almost 1,000 prisoners released in Massachusetts amid pandemic. And I think there was another one. Let me see here. I think there was one more here. Let me see if I can find this one. I think it was San Francisco. Was it SF? Yeah, let me pull this in real quick here, guys. We just shut down County Jail 4 in San Francisco on a 10-1 vote. This is the second jail this board has shut down. Thanks to Sandra Lee Fever for leading the latest effort. It is beyond time that we right the wrongs of decades of over-incarceration and injustice, especially towards black folks. So they're using the coronavirus scare and pandemic and the coronavirus and COVID-19 as a as an excuse to equalize racial injustice, I guess, which is an interesting take, right? Very interesting take. All right, let me do a couple more of your super chats here, the guys, and then we're going to round up. I had a few more things, but we'll leave that for next time. I did want to play this to you, but we'll do that probably tomorrow, at the very least Friday. The EU, the European Commission, had a very interesting live stream regarding the global response and financial fundraising event, essentially. Very interesting comments. Many of the global elites were in there, mentioned a lot of interesting things, right? Of what they want, see moving forward, what the solutions are to this. And of course, it's just more globalism. It's not less globalism, right? And we've covered this now too, but the small business die-off is here, writes the Atlantic. Many small businesses won't survive, and that will change the landscape of American commerce for years to come. Amazon will be fine. Walmart will be fine. Target will be fine. America's super rich see their wealth rise by $282 billion in 3 weeks of the pandemic. America's billionaires have accrued more wealth in the past 3 weeks alone than they made in total prior to 1980. But this is winning. We're in winning times here, ladies and gentlemen. This is our event. Techno Viking sends a diamond. Militant atheist Dawkins equals science. That's right. Absolutely. Thank you, Techno Viking. Shroon sends a diamond. Multi-year membership. Fight the credit company. Well, thank you so much, Shroon. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much to all of you. Love you all, and thank you so much for letting us, you know, continue, because that's what it's about. Continue pumping out good material. Spread the links. We have some shorter videos coming up too, so those will be good if you can still share those with people. You want to red pill some folks, check out some of the shorter videos, because it's, of course, easier to do that as opposed to maybe two-hour streams that we do sometimes. I do enjoy making streams. Can't say anything else, but I also like making the shorter videos. So we'll continue to focus on some of those shorter, really kind of hard-hitting, punchy vids, because I know a lot of people like those as well. All right, so thank you, Shroon. I really appreciate it. Big supporter on DLive. Spencer the First, a diamond. Best of luck, Henrik. See you and chat Friday. Absolutely, same thing. Going to wrap up here shortly. Techno Viking again, a diamond, a white heart, and 8-8. Thank you so much, proud Anne Frank denier. Guys, let's open up the DLive box. Let me just see here. I'm going to reload here real quick. Make sure there's nothing on Entropy. Nothing I see. Entropy link still works fine, of course, guys, in case. For Flashback Friday, I'll get better at sharing that too, because it's a good way in case Donor Box is shut down. But yeah, many thanks to all of you guys for joining us today. A little bit of an abrupt ending, which basically just because we didn't have time to cover it all, so we'll just kind of pick this up as we've done in the last couple of weeks, really. Pick up where we left off and continue to cover the insanity. All the frauds, all the fakes, the freaks, and the flu. I'm sad to say, right? Okay, guys, let's open the box. To appreciate all your support. Thank you so much, DLive. Love you all. Here's the rewards coming out. Lemons being distributed over there. What else do we have, guys, that we need to go through real quick here? I think Friday, that's all I'd like to mention for now. Friday, of course, Flashback Friday coming up. Check that out live, redeyes.tv/live. You can, of course, follow us on DLive, check out our Weekend Warrior show. I know there's some new members joining us. I appreciate that. Do let us know if you do have any issues signing up, because we love to know that so we can try to solve that issue. Very important, of course. I do appreciate you reaching out and tweeting. Just send us a DM on Twitter at RedIceTV or to redice@protonmail.com. Let us know and we can look into that and fix that. Check out Weekend Warrior. A lot of good shows in the archives. That's members exclusive. Second hour of many of the shows that we do, of course, is available exclusively to members as well. It helps us so that we can help you wrapping your head around what it is that's going on, and hopefully in the process help to awaken some of your fellow people around you as well, some of your fellow people of European descent around you. All right, guys, I think that's it. We'll wrap up there. Thank you again. Over on DLive, let me do those real quick there too. Over on DLive, luckiest followers, Proud Anne Frank Denier, number one. Thank you again. Karavaki, number four. Mr. Noseberg, good mod on DLive, number three. Solid and round, I think it is. Sorry, the text is small here. Solid and round, number four. And number five, Spencer the First, also a big supporter on DLive. All right, boys and girls, we will see you later. Until then, take care, stay safe, think about these things. Follow the truth wherever it leads. We can't build anything on a foundation of lies. It won't last. Just look historically. So follow the truth and things will sort out. See you guys later. Take care. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities in this postmodern age. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.